With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia this morning, President Trump joining Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to speak before a gathering of hundreds of top U.S. military officials. The two both declared an end to woke culture in the military, Hegseth announcing new directives for troops that include gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness. Speaking with reporters, Vice President J.D. Vance says Democrats are being unreasonable and dragging the nation toward a government shutdown. The deadline, midnight tonight.
If they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's up to the Republicans whether they want to shut down or not. We've made to the president some proposals. Our Republican leaders will have to talk to them about them, but ultimately he's the decision maker. And if he will accept some of the things we asked, which we think the American people are for, on health care and on rescissions, he can avoid a shutdown.
A deadline looming less than 12 hours away. Hamas will review President Trump's Mideast peace proposal, which includes disarmament and international control over Gaza. Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz says that the president's plan is the best chance for ending the war. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 174 points. The NASDAQ is losing 66. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of six houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FPC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
Alliance Defending Freedom International reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Docherty has been arrested for a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that reads, "Coercion is a crime. Here to talk only if you want." Docherty has been charged with breaching the buffer zone. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is following overseas markets lower as the clock ticks toward a federal government shutdown. If Democrats and Republicans in Congress are unable to come to an agreement to extend funding, the government will shut down on Wednesday at 12:01 a.m. Past shutdowns have been short-lived and have had minimal impact on markets and the economy. But if the standoff persists, it could delay the collection and release of economic data, including data on jobs and inflation. In equities trading, shares of EchoStar surged almost 9% on media reports that Verizon is in talks to acquire some of the company's spectrum licenses for 5G use. Friday will bring the September jobs report. Those results could impact whether the Federal Reserve continues cutting interest rates. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.